it's worth a lot of money.
Soybean harvest is rolling right along, that according to ProSeed General Manager Keith Peltier. Growing season conditions were variable, which is being reflected in yields at harvest.
Some areas of the tri-state were a little bit dry early on, so they're able to get on those fields. You know, some of the fields that were drought-stressed, I think, are going to be average. The beans that got in early and are on good ground are doing real well. You know, we're hearing some 50 and 60 bushel yields up and down the Red River Valley over into northern Minnesota. But if you were on some challenged ground, like you know, planted late into corn stalks, you know, the holes in those fields were definitely holes. So you're seeing kind of more average beans. The later beans got hurt by the frost a little bit more.
Peltier hasn't heard of any corn coming off yet, but he expects those yields should start to roll in very soon. Hand-shelled samples are showing moistures around 22 to 24%.
So I'm guessing somewhere there's corn that's coming off, but you know, most of the corn that got in early, you know, and they PP'd their old corn stock grounds, that stuff looks very good. We're expecting to see yields on, you know, above average, you know, maybe not a record yield, but certainly up there in the top five crop that they've had. Early corn looks good. I don't think most of it was ahead of the frost. So we're looking forward to seeing what the combines are going to tell us on the corn.